Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the big show. I am Jerry O'Lennon. I'll be your host till the top of the hour, along with Gidi Hansen from The Growing Place. Good morning, Gidi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Very thankful for the day we have.
Yes.
And I guess that's kind of what we're going to for the next few weeks. We're talking about gratitude. And I'll be honest with you. I think I speak for a lot of us. Do we really show gratitude to those who we should show gratitude toward? I mean, there's a difference between being, I think, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, being thankful and showing gratitude.
Yes, there is. And that is an important distinction.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I am very thankful to God for what he's given me. I could probably say during the course of a day, I probably thank God for my kids and my wife and my family and my health and what I have almost maybe a half a dozen to 10 times a day. When I'm driving or when I'm working, thank you, God, for what you've given me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I see my kids happy. I say thank you. But do I show gratitude? And that's the question. I'm not sure I show enough gratitude toward God for what he's given me. And you'll tell me if we're going to talk about gratitude toward God or gratitude toward our family members and our friends and fellow citizens. Where are we going to go on this?
Oh, first of all, I just want to make a comment that your distinction is right on. Yeah. Because the approach I'm taking to gratitude is that it must be expressed. And I read probably over 100 quotes on gratitude, and a lot of the different quotes agreed that if thankfulness is not expressed in some way, it is not really gratitude.
And you know, when we go to God and we say, thank you for what you have given me, is that sufficient for God?
I believe that a true heart of gratitude wants to show some kind of action, some sort of reciprocity mm-hmm. in return. And let me just give the listeners an idea of where we're going. I'm using the Positive Psychology Program website. We're back to the University of Pennsylvania mm-hmm. and Positive Psychology. And they define gratitude. Now, this is a psychological definition. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful, the readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness.
Okay.
So first there has to be the feeling of thankfulness, then there has to be the readiness to express it, and then there has to be this idea of reciprocity. Mm-hmm. You've done this for me, I want to do this for you.
Okay.
Is the third part of what we're calling gratitude. And clinical studies have shown that acts of gratitude improve the quality of life. And the benefits manifest physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as health.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, I want you to lead the conversation because I know there's things you're going to want to say, and sometimes I will go off into different tangents.
That's okay.
So don't let me do that.
No, that's fine.
Do you think that people show enough gratitude in their lives? And there's so many different areas you can go to. We talk about gratitude toward God, gratitude toward our family, gratitude toward friends.
Right. I'm kind of including all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if you want to know if you're showing enough gratitude, ask yourself, because clinically, gratitude has been linked to unhappiness, bitterness, anger, resentment, hatred. So ask yourself, if I have gratitude, am I happy? Mm-hmm. Am I peaceful? Do I forgive? Or am I bitter? Am I angry at people?
Mm-hmm.
This will give you a clue and give me a clue as to whether gratitude is operating in my life.
Let's start off. Can we start off in one area of our lives? Where do you want to head with this?
Well, I wanted to say one more thing before we launch. Gratitude benefits more than the individuals who express it. This is also part of the positive psychology approach, mm-hmm. that it's not just for the benefit of the individual. Gratitude grows within social groups and cultures where it is practiced. In other words, it is contagious.
Okay, so yes, well, that's kind of like saying kindness is
yes.
Almost any type of quality, good or bad,
yes,
will grow exponentially.
Yes.
Because if you're bitter, that bitterness will spread to somebody else, and that bitterness will, that person will take that bitterness and spread it to that person, and then yes, on it goes. It really is sort of, it is a contagion. Any feeling, not just gratitude, I would say probably fair to say that any type of behavior, any type of attitude,
yes,
can affect other people in either positive or negative
ways. It can. Gratitude especially can.
Because it creates such of a, it's such of a selfless gift in so
yes,
many ways. I mean, what you're doing is you're acknowledging somebody has done something for you.
Yes.
And you're returning it. So that makes you want to do more good things for that person.
Exactly. And it makes you kind of change your mindset to how can I benefit others? I feel so rich. Mm. I feel so blessed. I'm overflowing with this abundance. Now, how can I pass it forward?
You know, it's interesting. My son, his name is Ryan. He loves Legos.
Uh huh.
And sometimes he gets a lot of money from his grandparents for presents and stuff whatnot. And he'll be like, "Dad, I'll buy it." And then he'll offer to pay for it. And I'll say, "Well, it's $30, Dad." And I'm going to pay for it. I said, "I'll get this one. You know, or yeah, if you want to give me $5, that'll be enough." The gratitude is so great with him.
Wow.
That it's so worth the money. It's so worth it. But then he gives you a hug and he cuddles up to you and tells you how much he loves you, the greatest dad. But then I want to do it more.
Yes.
I want to do more for him. So I'm wondering if it's a ploy on his part, if he knows that, boy, my dad's a soft touch. If I just show him a little bit of gratitude, I'm going to get more Legos. And so is there a way that it can be used as a tool to
get more
things?
It can be manipulative. And it can be manipulative, and I think that as we grow in maturity and in discernment, we can kind of tell the difference mm-hmm. when people are manipulating us and showing gratitude to get something or when they're genuine.
We're talking about gratitude, the quality of being thankful, a readiness to show the appreciation for and to return kindness and the benefits that pays in the long run, not just for you, but for the person who does you the favor and for society as a whole. We'll continue our chat with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place right after this break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place. If you want to make an appointment with her, one of their other counselors, you can go to tgplace.org. tgplace.org. We'll give them a call, 588-0448. For the next few weeks, we're talking about gratitude. And Gidi, I know there's a couple of quotes that you
yes,
wanted to bring to our attention.
Yes, I found some lovely quotes for us to talk about. And Jerry, I want to say how much I enjoy and I'm grateful that you let me be on your show.
Oh, I'm grateful that you're here. Are you kidding?
I mean it. And that's not a manipulation. It gives me great joy. I was just thanking the Lord on my way here that he opened this door for me.
Oh, that's very kind. It's certainly a beneficial for both parties. And I hear a lot of people, by the way, who make a point of listening on Wednesday in particular because you're on.
Well, that's very kind of them.
And it's very true. I mean, you make a big difference, I think, in people's lives. And so,
yes,
yeah,
well,
quotes.
I have a quote from Epicurus. Now, I am not an Epicurean, and I'm not promoting his philosophy, but I loved his quote. He was a Greek philosopher from the 3rd century BC, and he said, "Do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you have now was once among the things you only hoped for."
Oh, that's good. Now, what I'm interested before we get into that, what else about Epicurus did he believe that you don't agree with?
Well, the Epicureans believed that life is for pleasure, and when you die, you're dead, and there's no other thing, so you live for pleasure.
Oh, well, yeah, we're opposed to that.
Yeah, we don't. Well, that's the first, remember way back when we mm-hmm. talked about positive psychology, mm-hmm. that was the lowest form of happiness, was pleasure seeking. Mm-hmm. And remember, you had to keep upping the stakes to get the same amount of pleasure.
It's interesting. I wonder if Epicurus, if he was alive now, knowing what we've seen during the course of civilization, if he might, this is the third century before Christ, so we're talking a long, long time ago, 400, yeah. 500 years ago, 5,000 years ago, he might be saying, you know, maybe I was wrong about this.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But anyway, I thought this had a lot of wisdom. So think of it. Do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. That's mm-hmm. a big statement right there. Yeah. And I know for myself, I have this sinful tendency of setting a goal. And then when I reach it, it's like, now my eye's on the next goal.
Yeah.
And then when I reach that by God's grace alone, then I'm like, and I'm on and on and on. And mm-hmm. and I feel the Lord telling me, stop and celebrate where you are, what you have. Stop looking at what you don't have and start really appreciating what you do have.
I guess that's kind of where you hear someone say, you know, stop and smell the roses.
Yes.
You know, and there's something true about that, because when you think about right now, I could smell the rose, and it's like, gosh, here we are going by all these beautiful things that we have. Gosh, just to sit down for a second and enjoy what we have.
And see, Epicurus would agree with that, because he was all into the living in the now and enjoying life.
And there's something to be said for that.
There is. Yeah.
Okay. At least as long as you're grateful for it.
Yes.
And it sounds like Epicurus was grateful. Was he grateful, or was this basically just enjoy the moment?
I really don't know. I don't know. But I thought it was a great gratitude quote. And then he goes on to say, "Remember that what you have now was once among the things you only hoped for."
And you know what's also interesting is those things can be taken away.
Yes.
I think sometimes we forget about that. Boy, I got this great new job. I'm so happy. I'm so excited.
Yes.
It can be gone in an instant.
Yes.
And so you should be grateful for what you have when you have it.
Yes. Yeah. We really should be. And I think oftentimes, I'll speak for myself, it's easy to take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are living in America with such, compared to the rest of the world, mm-hmm. you know, untold wealth as a culture, as a nation, in all of human history, untold opportunities. And yet we still manage to complain
mm-hmm.
and be negative about the things that we think we lack.
I wonder why that is, because I don't want to get, we don't talk politics on this show, but just to bring the point home, we have a wonderful country, you make a great point. But back when one party was in power, the other party's like complaining because this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening. And then now different parties in power and the other party's complaining, well, this should be happening and this should be happening and this should be happening. We don't like this, this, and this. There just doesn't seem to be an overall big picture of saying, okay, and you know what? And when our leaders aren't showing gratitude, how is it possible for us as civilians, regular people, to show gratitude?
Our whole culture doesn't really show gratitude. Mm-hmm. Americans are known worldwide for their avarice, for their greed.
Narcissism in some ways, too.
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, what positive psychology is trying to do is one life at a time, stepping outside of that mindset and entering into the mindset of gratitude. And here's a practical way the listener can do this. When you and I find ourselves complaining, we need to take the gratitude thermometer mm-hmm. and measure our temperature.
Yeah.
Or the complaint thermometer and measure our level of dissatisfaction, and then ask ourselves why or why not.
Well, so much of our culture, Gidi, I'm speaking with Gidi Hansen, marriage and family counselor for The Growing Place here in Chico. It's because we have a culture which says, don't sit on your laurels, keep striving forward, keep striving forward.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You hear it in sports analogies all the time. Okay, we won that game, but we got another game next week. We got to get started for the next game next week.
Yes.
And the good coaches will say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to enjoy this victory. We had a big victory on Saturday. We're going to take the day off on Sunday. We're going to stay at home. We're going to relax and have a good time. We're going to take a break right now. But then get ready for the next game. So that even in the realm of sports, there's that kind of gratitude is important before you get ready for the next challenge.
I agree.
We're going to take a break and wrap up today's discussion with Gidi on gratitude right after this timeout.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about gratitude, and we have the words of wisdom by the Greek philosopher Epicurus, and we go from there to the wise words of Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Or at least the author of Winnie the
yes.
Pooh. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place about gratitude and how we don't show enough of it. Many of us don't. And the positive effects when we do show gratitude in our lives. Gidi, Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Well, A.A. Milne writes, Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. And so here, this tells me that gratitude is like infinity. It's a quality, it's a grace that comes from God. And it doesn't matter what size the vessel is that holds it. As long as that vessel is open, God can fill it to overflowing. And so whether our capacity for gratitude is as big as the Pacific Ocean, or whether it's as big as a thimble, if we open to God, or to those who don't believe in God, if we just open our hearts, gratitude can come pouring in. This grace can come pouring in, so that whether your amount of gratitude is the amount of the Pacific or the amount of a thimble, both are overflowing. Both are joyful.
Are there reasons people are obstinate and refuse to want to show gratitude because they might feel it's a weakness maybe that I actually needed somebody to do this for
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely.
And I don't want to acknowledge that I need somebody's help.
Yes, it takes humility to be grateful. And really, in my opinion, humility has been called by the saints the queen of all graces because it is humility that opens us up to grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without humility, we're like an upside-down cup, and no matter how much blessing and grace is poured into our lives, we can't receive it. So humility turns our cup upside down and opens us to say, there are things I lack, there are things I need, and God, or whatever the person's belief system is there to make it available to me. So first comes humility, and I believe right after that, on its heels, comes gratitude.
And humility is a very attractive quality in a person.
I think it is. Some people think it's weakness, but we're not talking about milk toast or, you know, some unsure, stuttering person. It's a great strength.
There can also be, as there's false modesty, I guess there's also cases where there's false humility. You know, I found myself, you know, just as a brief confession here, I find myself sometimes doing false humility, and I know when I'm doing it too, and it's not necessarily unattractive a quality because it's an effort to be humble where I might not actually feel that about.
Can
maybe
you
something.
Give the listeners and me an example of that? Not naming any names.
No, I won't name any names. But for instance, sometimes in my work, I think that is a. Because I'm older and I've worked in bigger markets, bigger cities, I've gotten to be pretty adept at writing and putting stories together and doing good storytelling.
I would agree.
I think I do a good job of that. And sometimes people will come to me and say, wow, how did you come up with that line? How did you come up with that story? How did you thread all of that information together? It's not that good. You know, I mean, I just get lucky. I got a break, you know, and I'm really just not that important. You know, over on the totem pole at KRCR, there's Kelly and Jennifer and Mangus and all the big people at the station. You know, I'm underneath the totem pole. And I know that's a source of false humility to try to be funny.
Why is that false?
Well, because I try to intentionally underestimate my value because it's kind of like a phony modesty on my part. And I think that's sort of, but I think if I had to be really honest and somebody said, I said, I think I do a pretty good job. I think I do a good job, but you know, I don't like saying that. So I sometimes go to the opposite extreme.
I see.
And instead of just saying thank you so much, I appreciate it, I try too hard to show that I'm really just a humble guy. But when in reality is, I would probably say, probably do a good job.
You know how much humility it takes to say thank you.
Right. It's just, yeah. That is harder to say thank you.
It is hard. It's hard to say thank you. It takes humility.
I've always said, if anybody ever wants to shut me up, just say something nice, and then I won't know how to react.
Yeah,
you know, if somebody says something mean, I'll fight back probably. And
yeah,
and that's sort of. But I guess that would be an example of it.
Okay, I see. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of Milne's words about Piglet? Even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude.
Now, by small heart, what does that mean? I'm not quite sure I get that.
I think it means a small capacity to love and to show affection and to experience life.
Because the gratitude is something you're receiving that benefits you. And I think that when people say, I'll take as much as somebody wants to give, and I could be so grateful for it if you want to give me all those things.
Yeah. Maybe
that's what it means.
Yes, it does. It doesn't, in other words, no matter how big or small our hearts are, remember the Grinch had a heart that was two sizes too small?
Yeah.
You know, our hearts can grow, and really gratitude makes the heart grow.
That's a good point.
I believe it really does. It changes our mindset. I think it even changes our brain chemistry. I haven't read a study that, you know, well, the studies I have read just said positive thinking will mm-hmm. change your brain chemistry. So gratitude is part of that positive psychology. But gratitude is like the kiss of God on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It makes everything sweet, even the hard things.
Do we show more gratitude toward people who don't really have close relationships with? Or do we show more gratitude to the people that we do have close relationships with?
Well, I'll ask you that question.
Oh, boy. I would say I probably show more gratitude toward people who... Boy, just in time, a commercial.
All right.
That's the end of the show.
All right.
I might need
Saved
to think about
by the
one.
Bell.
Giddy Hansen, The Growing Place. We'll continue our discussion next week on gratitude.
Thank you.
Giddy Hansen, The Growing Place. If you want to give her a jingle, looking for somebody to maybe help you with some issues with you and your family have, maybe marital counseling or... issues with your children, addiction issues, give her a call at The Growing Place. Giddy Hansen, 588-0448. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.